Good day. This is the Farm Market News, broadcast number 290 for Tuesday, March 3rd. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was weaker on Tuesday as the stronger Canadian dollar pushed values lower. The firmer loonie made canola less attractive to domestic crushers and international buyers. Canola was down $2 to $3 with the most active May contract down $2.30 at $467.90 per ton. Values were also undermined by losses in U.S. soybeans, soy meal, and European rapeseed futures. Technical indicators were also bearish, notably the March-May spread, which went from an inverse to a carrying charge. On the positive side, spring road bans are being implemented through parts of Western Canada, and producer selling has been sluggish, which underpinned the futures. As well, gains in soy oil and Malaysian palm oil supported canola values. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans were mostly down, while wheat and corn were higher. Soybeans were mixed, with the most active May contract down three-quarters of a cent at 10.13 per bushel, while the more deferred contracts were slightly above unchanged to 3 cents higher. Prices were lower on technical selling. Demand has been sluggish, with interest in soy meal especially lackluster. The trucker strike in Brazil was settled quicker than many analysts had predicted, which meant that most supplies and deliveries were not delayed. Harvest in Brazil and Argentina is starting to ramp up. A report by Informa Economics predicted the Brazilian soybean crop would total 92.5 million metric tons, which is less than the previous forecast, but would still be a record high. Corn was 2 cents higher as bargain hunters came out in the wake of Monday's losses. Informa pegged Brazil's corn crop at 72.4 million tons, which is about 450,000 fewer tons than the forecast made last month, but would still be a massive crop. Prices for U.S. corn were also partially weighed down by some early planting in the U.S. 4% of corn acres have been put into the ground by farmers in Texas. Wheat was higher up 4 cents with the May contract in Chicago at $5.04 per bushel. Speculative buying lifted values, although the rally isn't expected to last very long. Crop conditions in several states, including Colorado, Nebraska, North Dakota, Oklahoma, and Texas, are improving, while internationally the strength of the U.S. dollar is making it tough for exporters to move supplies. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, March 3rd. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.